Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillah fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. وقال تعالى: خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال تعالى: من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا اله الا الله دخل الجنه او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy has blessed us with Iman and granted us Islam and made us followers of the last and final messenger, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this platform we have discussed so far the period of Jahiliyyah and also when Abraha invaded and tried to destroy the Kaaba, and what became of him, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used small birds to destroy that mighty army. Why? Because qudrat and power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Respected elders, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, what happened? What transpired? Because we will discuss the noble birth today. It is written in Nashratif that the mother of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that she should have dreams, saying that a light is emanating from her and which is going to fill everywhere and is going to spread illumination. In fact, it is stated that she had a dream of what to name the child she was carrying. It is stated that during her pregnancy, it was extremely light. Light in this way, that she did not feel that she is carrying a child. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy unto mankind. Definitely he will be a mercy unto his mother. It is stated and recorded, and there are many discussions on this, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming and his advent have been foretold in other kitabs. There are books written on this, complete detailed books, quoting passages from the Hindu scriptures, the Persian scriptures, the Zoroastrian scriptures, the scriptures of the Jews and the Christians, proving that their Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they prophesied the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You must have heard of a gospel called Gospel of Barnabas, has been removed from the Bible for the very reason because it has got the maximum verses prophesizing the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Those of you who are interested in this subject, you can contact me. I will show you from the Bible which passages refer to the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the book of John, in Deuteronomy. We will find these passages where it is prophesied Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to come. He is the comforter and he is the one who is resembling Hazrat Musa alayhi salam.
Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, respected elders, was born on a Monday. And there is a difference of opinion on which day he was born, whether it is 9th or 11th or 12th of Rabiul Awwal. And some scholars are of the opinion that the date that he was born, it was that very same date he left us. So on one hand, it is a sad occasion, and on one hand, it is a happy occasion because the mercy unto mankind came. And can you imagine, you and I, what we will be doing without Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showing us what to do? Respected elders, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came about 570 years after the birth of Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam, about 2,236 years after the birth of Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salaam. The day that he was born, they say it was about Fajr time, and the stars, as if to say, they were shining like the sun. It was completely light around the place. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was born, the whole area was illuminated. It is stated as if to say the east and the west got light. Ibn Ishaq says that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he quotes from the mother of Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umm Safa, that when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she was there at the time of delivery, when he was born, then he got onto his fours and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Respected elders, he was named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on earth, and on the heavens he was called Ahmad. His uncles and his grandfather were extremely happy that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. To this extent, Abu Lahab, his uncle, when he came to know that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been born, then there was a slave who brought him that information called Saiba. He freed her immediately, because she brought this glad tidings that a son has come to Amina. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that after Abu Lahab died, he saw him in a dream and he asked him, "What has become of you?" He said, "I am in hell. But on Mondays, I get relief from the punishment of hell a little bit. And I have been stated why I get relieved from the punishment, because at the time of the birth of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I freed my slave who brought that good information." In another narration, it is stated that because of this action of his, of freeing the slave, because he heard Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is born, he is made to wear a pair of sandals in Jahannam of fire. Because of that fire, his brains boiled. And that is the lowest form of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Respected elders, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib picked up Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took him to the Kaaba and made tawaf of the Kaaba holding Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up in joy and in happiness that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been born. They did not know what they were holding. Meanwhile, in Persia, in these Zoroastrian temples of Persia, the fire worshippers' temples began to quiver and quake. It is stated that those temples, the pillars fell down, the frames of the wall fell down, the pictures fell down, and also the fire worshippers, they kindled a light and they worshipped that light. It is stated when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, then that light which was burning and maintained for thousands of years, that extinguished and died off. Showing that Islam is going to reach Persia, present Iran. Showing that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth now is going to demolish, is going to dash the brains of kufr and shirk and custom and ritual. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to bring a pure, divine, pristine message that is going to remove kufr and shirk. Is going to bring us back to Tawheed and unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sijda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, tawaf of the Kaaba alone, and everything, sacrifice and vow and pledge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, that is the message. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, was now going to be sent out to be weaned. The tribe, the area around Makkatul Mukarramah, the lady should come from there. And they should come and they should take the children away. Why? Because to breastfeed them, in simple language. Hadrat Halima, she narrates that we came because it was a season now to go and get the children so that we can breastfeed them and get some wages and get some remuneration. She came, and she came with a child also. She says that that child did not have milk because my breast did not have milk. The camel was weak, of which I was riding. And the camel that we brought to provide us for milk, that also was running dry and become lean and weak and feeble. There was no milk in me, and there was no milk in the camel. Our camel was very slow, and we came there last. When we went around looking for the child to take, obviously, most of the children, and in fact all of the children have been taken away, all the babies were taken away by those who have come earlier to us. Respected elders, she went around looking for a baby of a wealthy family. Why? Because if she takes a baby of a wealthy family, then she will be able to get some money, a substantial sum of money for weaning the child, for breastfeeding the child. None was left. Only the orphan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was there. Respected elders, she went around, looked at him first, and she passed. When it was about sunset, she spoke to her husband and said that we cannot go empty-handed. Let us go back and take this orphan child. Yes, we will not get much money, but let us take this child. Her husband agreed, said, yes, let us not go empty-handed. Let us go and take this child. They took Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, and now they mounted the camel. And when they mounted the camel to proceed from Makkatul Mukarramah, it was that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the back of the camel. And the husband was in front of Halima. Halima's husband was in front. The camel refused to move. When they tried to move the camel refused to move. Then they realized, perhaps we have to bring the child in front, and inshallah the camel will move. No sooner they brought Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front, and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's presence there, the camel woke up and the camel began to move. Simple. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way. He has not come that he must follow someone. And the ummati of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is you and I, we are the ummati of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not come to be led, we have come to lead. We have come to lead our civilization, our culture, our way of life. Us Muslims, that is the best way of life. Halima says that no sooner that the camel rose and began to go forward, the people around said, what has happened to you, Halima? What has happened to your camel? She says that the camel, which did not have milk, now, alhamdulillah, had a lot of milk. She said her breast, which were dry and empty, became filled with milk. And she was able to give the child, which she brought with, the foster brother of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediate results were given at the presence of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the camel, at the presence of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Halima. The year Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, respected elders, Makkah had famine and there was poverty and there was drought. And the year Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, that was removed slowly. In that very same year, there was a star born, And the Jewish scriptures record this. And later when I narrate to you that Bahira, a Jewish monk, he recognized via the star that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is born and he must await him now. Hazrat Halima says that she reached the destination. She came from the Banu Sa'ad tribe. And the Banu Sa'ad is from the Hawazin. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the children from Mecca should be sent out to the rural areas for the reason that the air was fresh there. Environment was good there. And the language of the Bani Sa'ad especially was eloquent. Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, and he asked Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once, that, O Rasulullah, that your expression is excellent. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I grew up amongst the Banu Sa'ad who were eloquent in Arabic. Respected elders, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam proceeded with Halima and her camel by the mere presence of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only, because of his Mubarak body on the camel, it moved swiftly and fast and it reached the destination first, and whereas it came to Mecca last. And it was weak and now it was strong. When she got there, the people began to question that, "Oh Halima, what has happened? Have you changed your camel?" I said, "No, I have not changed my camel. But the rider is different. The rider is different. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, none other than Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is now on the camel." Respected elders, there was total barakat in the house of Halima, she says. What I would like you to understand, and if I can understand this too, that the mere presence of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the camel and so much barakah. Can you imagine that if you and I, if we have to bring the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my life and your life, what will happen to our homes? Because Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is not on earth anymore. But his sunnah is alive. The Quran is alive. His way is alive. And the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is nur and hidayat for us. Is a celestial light of guidance for us. And if you and I have to bring this sunnah and contact this sunnah, like how the camel, when the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed body came onto the camel, then that camel became Mubarak. That camel was blessed. Every act of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is approved by Allah Ta'ala, is sanctioned by Allah Ta'ala, is loved by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is pleased with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's every action, whether it be silence or smiling. And if we as Muslims have to adopt it and adhere to it and conform to it, then can you imagine what will happen to our homes and what will happen to our environment? Irrespective, respected elders, irrespective whether other people call us orthodox or fundamentalists or whether they call us old-fashioned, but we will be earning the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We will be earning the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Respected elders, Hazrat Halima's camel was not given any injections or anything. It was given the contact of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we complain that we do not have this and we do not have this. We do not have wealth, and if we had atom bomb and if we had this and if we had that, then we will rule the world. No, no, respected elders. If we adhere to the sunnah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bring the kufar at our feet. If we adhere to the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant us victory in Bosnia. If we adhere, as the Afghani Mujahids prove this, if you look at the history of Afghanistan, respected elders, why Russia came there, why communism came there, and also why communism left there, and why Russia had to run away from there. Respected elders, when the Mujahideen, when the Muslims gathered and they realized that we have moved away from Islam, and when we have moved away from the Sunnah, and we have to go back to the Sunnah, as they were closest to the Sunnah, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave the victory over the Russians. The superpower of this age, and demolished them. Respected elders, if you ask the Mujahideen that when they were adhering to the Sunnah and conforming to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala brought victory for them. Yes, the arms is a means, but the arms is not the end. But the Sunnah and the Quran, respected elders, that is the end. And we must realize this, that just as they got victory, and the Sahabas got victory in Badr, we today can get victory in any part of the world, provided we sincerely follow the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith in Tirmidhi, it is very clearly has stated, in no uncertain terms, that a Muslim is not a Muslim until he subjugates his life to my way. Totally. The way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is outlined. How and when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, everything is outlined. It is for us. There are enough ulama, there is enough literature on the market. We can just adhere to it. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring mercy in our lives, tranquility in our lives, peace in our lives, comfort in our lives. Respected elders, peace, tranquility, comfort is not purchased. It is not a monetary item. Peace, tranquility, comfort lies in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lies in pleasing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, our role should be that how can I conform to the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can see by this small incident that how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought tremendous barakah in the life of Hazrat Halima. It is stated that when he went there to Hazrat Halima's house, then there was little food in that house. Immediately, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought food in the house. And in the pastures where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should play, they became green. I will go in detail, inshallah, onwards in another time to explain how the malaika, how the angels should play with Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how they should tend to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And coincidentally, this month is the month of Rabiul Awal, and it is the month where Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. It is a month for us to be happy, and it is a month for us to be sad. Happy that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in this month. Sad that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken away in this month. And for us, what we should do is to conform to the Shariat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will be classified as true lovers. True lovers follow the love. If you love someone, you will follow that person. So if we love Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will follow. Lip service, respected elders, you may fool me, I may fool you, but we cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that. We cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way He has brought, that we should adhere to salah. When we look in the mirror, we should look that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with my sight. And when we should think that when I face Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the grave and in the akhirat, when I go before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will I have the courage to face him? What have I done to the deed of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What benefit did I bring to the deed of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon these. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.